Okay? Verse 1. This, by the way, this is in the time of Hezekiah, but in those days, Hezekiah became mortally ill. Mortally means you're going to die. Get your affairs in order. It's over. That's mortally. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came to him and said, Isaiah talking to Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Okay, a lot of things here. God's declared it. I like people to say, I believe the Bible. God says it, I believe it. Well, he's going to die. That's it. Boom. Wait a minute. He's not going to die. Well, wait a minute. Did God lie? People, you have to deal with the Bible. Don't be weird. Now, let's see what we have really, though. What we have in verse 1, Isaiah said to him, in the days of Hezekiah, Hezekiah became mortally ill. Okay, this is his physical body. Now, God will often use physical pain to get our soul's attention, to get the attention of our souls. He uses that, and this is also just a picture of the soul. But more importantly, sometimes God all through, it's what's happened to Job. Job is suffering physically. He has suffered in the loss of everything, but he's suffering physically. It's a person. We studied that, how important that is. So God uses the physical to get the attention of the soul. Now, verses 2 and 3, why does God wound? Why does God inflict pain? Then he turned his face to the wall, Hezekiah, and prayed to the Lord, saying, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a whole heart, and have done what is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Remember those good old days when I walked in the Spirit, Lord? That's what he's saying. Got his attention now. Okay, what's Hezekiah able to do now? People think about what's he able to see. He's able to see truth, walking in the Spirit, and how he's not been doing that. He wouldn't have seen this. Things have been going so good, he just thought he was good with God. He had no idea of his condition. But now he can, wait a minute. Boy, once I was with him. So he's got that. Now, verse 4, God's compassionate response. And it came about that before Isaiah had gone, I love this verse. Talk about the working of the Spirit and how quickly things happen. And it came about before Isaiah had gone out of the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him. That's the Holy Spirit saying. So verse 4 is God's compassionate response. Verse 5, God heals. Look at it. Now this is the Lord talking to Isaiah. Return, turn around, say to Hezekiah, the leader of my people. Oh, people, be so careful of the leaders that God chooses. Head of the church, even husband, be very careful. Remember, that's a whole thing with the Balak's rebellion against Moses and Aaron. Return. I'm just showing you that those kind of phrases are so important to God. To Hezekiah, the leader of my people. He led them once in truth. He led them into idolatry. So, thus says the Lord, the God of your father David, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. What a compassionate God. Behold, I will heal you. Uh-oh. Now for the eye that will see, the next line tells us the basis of the healing. On the third day, you shall go up to the house of the Lord. Most of you here are so accustomed, you see that third day. What does it immediately take us to? The cross. This is the basis of the healing, is the cross. the work of Christ on the cross. The resurrection. Third day, go up. Resurrection to new life. Healing of unbeliever or believer. It's a beautiful passage, people. It's a powerful passage. I want you to see it. Appreciate what's going on in this very powerful passage. So now let's just read verse 5. Let's just read the text so we can see it. In those days, Hezekiah became mortally ill. Okay, why does man suffer? And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came to him and said to him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall surely die and not live. Then he, Hezekiah, turned his face to the wall, that's in shame, and prayed to the Lord, saying, remember now, O Lord,